Here at the Commodity Classic, I am speaking with David Wright, who is Executive Director of the North Central Soybean Research Program. And first, David, I'd like you to just tell me what the North Central Soybean Research Program is.
The North Central Soybean Research Program, or NCSRP, is a grower-based organization that invests soybean checkoff dollars into research and education activities to improve soybean yield.
Now, these are state checkoff dollars, correct?
These are state checkoff dollars combined with some of the national checkoff dollars. We're a regional organization. We pool money from both sides and then invest it at approximately 20 land-grant universities throughout the United States, targeted on key issues to reduce yield loss and increase the genetic yield potential of soybean.
How many states are involved?
There are 12 states. There are 12 upper Midwest states from Kansas to North Dakota on over to Ohio and Michigan are involved.
Now, when you decide where these monies are going to be spent in these different universities, this is a competitive grant process, is that correct?
Absolutely. And it is very competitive. And we work with world-class scientists from around the United States to ensure that we're targeting the right research projects and the right researchers. We don't just do research. We target research to solve problems.
Well, yield, of course, is one of the biggest issues. And I know I heard a little bit this week from the University of Illinois about some frustration among growers in Illinois in particular about not being able they're getting to a plateau as far as yield is concerned, like about 45, 46, maybe upper 40s bushel per acre, where you look at somebody like Kip Cullors who's got 100 bushels an acre in southern Missouri. What do you think about the yield potential in soybeans and where we are now and where we can go?
I think Kip Cullors has done a nice job of telling soybean producers the potential of soybean yield. His benefit is he's in the right growing area where he can add all kinds of inputs to achieve those yields. Midwest soybean producers don't have that same type of environment, but what they do have are excellent soils, good environmental conditions, and high yield begins with managing soybeans from the ground up. And that is targeting things like the soybean cyst nematode, soybean soil-borne diseases, and managing those problems to achieve those higher yields. Mm-hmm. Now, I doubt that soybean producers will consistently produce 130 bushel soybeans in the Midwest anytime soon, although within the next 30 years, I think we'll be very close to that.
Well, and I guess what they're comparing it to is what they've seen an increase in corn, that they've seen their yield go up substantially in corn. And that's what I'm hearing from the growers, especially in the Illinois area. What do you think about that?
I think that corn has done a nice job of setting the expectations. And a lot of money has gone into corn research, far more money than has gone into soybean research. However, both public and private entities are pouring millions and tens of millions of dollars into improving soybean yield every year. And so farmers, as they look forward, will have those much higher soybean yields. It's going to take a combination of new genetic traits, some of which we have already today that just not on the market. The other aspect of it is it's going to take improved, increased management practices by the soybean producer.
Mm-hmm. And that's what they're saying. They really are looking at individual management with corn, and now they have to translate that to soybeans as well. But it's a different kind of plant. It's a totally different kind of plant. And you've got different kind of problems, and one of them is soybean cyst nematode. So what are you doing in that area?
We're doing several things. First of all, we have not given up on educating growers that soybean cyst nematode is still a problem. And unfortunately, we still have a lot of growers who just refuse to take a soil sample and test for one reason or another. They don't know they have soybean cyst nematode out there. They feel that they're managing for it, but in reality, there's a lot more that goes into it than just buying a variety labeled as SCN resistant. We're doing a lot of education. We're doing a lot of research in that particular area. We're sequencing the genome of the soybean cyst nematode and trying to, once you do that, then you can figure out how to solve the problem. So we're working on that as well. We're looking at the interaction between the soybean cyst nematode and other diseases. One of the things that we do know is that SCN, when it invades a plant, breaks down that plant's resistance to brown stem rot. So SCN will cause yield losses from other diseases. Brown stem rot, sudden death syndrome is another one that's really more visible. And when you put them in the same environment, SCN will make sudden death syndrome worse. But they do show up independently. So there's a lot to learn about these things, but we're coming close to knowing how to manage it, especially managing sudden death syndrome. We have discovered just recently that the pathogen that causes SDS infects the plant within 4 days of germination. And its symptoms are made worse if you have cool, wet conditions at planting. So to reduce your risk from sudden death syndrome, plant in dry, warm soils if you can.
Well, you talked about education, because I think that that's probably the critical issue. You can do all the research in the world, but if you can't get the results back to the growers, you know, what difference does it make? So what do you do about getting the research that you do out to the growers and on the ground?
One of the key things we do is distribute it electronically. We have a website, www.planthealth.info, that is just stacked full of all of the latest management recommendations to increase soybean yield. Mm-hmm. That's our main method of getting the word out. We do an annual publication every year. Mm-hmm. Those publications are absolutely free of charge to the grower. They can call 1-800-383-1423 and request those publications. They're online at www.planthealth.info. And then we do a lot of meetings with growers to tell them about the latest research and what they can do. We do a lot of training with certified crop advisors. Just hit 300 of them in Fargo, North Dakota the other day. So a lot of different ways to get it out, but most importantly, it's there on the website free of charge, just a click away.
Now, do you get out to the different individual states that fund the research program?
I do. I generally do about, I'd say, half a dozen meetings a year in various places to talk about checkoff-funded research. Wherever we have the opportunity to get in front of growers, we do.
Okay. Well, David, that's all the specific questions I have. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Oh, just North Central Soybean Research Program is an excellent program by soybean producers, run by soybean producers, and money invested for soybean producers.
Thank you very much. David Wright, Executive Director of the North Central Soybean Research Program here at Commodity Classic. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.